Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with big name interviews and short daily episodes. I'm Paul Stevenson, thanks as always for hitting play. Now today is November the 11th, and on this day in 2011, it was announced that the original lineup of Black Sabbath would be reforming for a new album. The announcement was made at a ceremony at the Whiskey A Go-Go in Hollywood and was hosted by former Black Flag vocalist Henry Rollins. Sadly, despite being at the official announcement, Bill Ward didn't actually play on the record in the end. On this day in 1977, Paul McCartney's Wings released the song Mull of Kintyre. Not a hit in the US, but it would go on to be one of the biggest singles in UK history. It was the first song to sell over 2 million copies, and I think it's still the fourth best-selling single in UK chart history. And on this day in 1997, Metal Gods Metallica played a free concert in Philadelphia to celebrate the release of their newest album, Reload. But for today's show, we remember someone who's celebrating their birthday today. Yes, turning 72 years old today is the brilliant, purple-haired Jim Peterik. He's had so many hits with his bands, the Ides of March and Pride of Lions, and he's an epic songwriter too, having written hits for the likes of 38 Special, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Cheap Trick, Sammy Hagar, Dennis DeYoung, REO Speedwagon, The Beach Boys, and many more. But it's his time with the band that he formed in 1978 that he's probably best remembered. I interviewed Jim last year, and from that great interview, I'm going to play a clip of what inspired him to form the band Survivor and what led to that name being chosen.
There was one fateful moment, wasn't it? You worked with a guy, Bill Chase, and he sadly passed away, and some of his band as well, in a plane crash, and it was a plane journey that you were meant to be on as well, wasn't it?
Hence the name Survivor. I was supposed to be on that plane. Bill was doing a kind of a tour of radio station shows, and I was supposed to be on that plane, and it's the same plane that the Ides of March used to charter, same pilot, Dirty Dan, as we called him, and I wasn't able to go that weekend to those shows, and a few days later, we found out that that plane had gone down, and I was so mixed emotions, so sad that Bill and practically his whole band called Chase went down, but I was so glad I wasn't on that plane. It was a very conflicted kind of a feeling of, you know, those two emotions.
Very understandable. And again, you had you're on tour, I think it was with Boston and Heart as well, and you ended up in hospital, didn't you?
I did. Got pneumonia. Just, you know, singing when I shouldn't have been singing. I had a cold and I just kept singing and ended up in the hospital with double pneumonia. And it was a very pivotal moment, though, because, like I said, through the haze of codeine that they were giving me, I had delusions of grandeur. And I said to myself, I'm going to put together the world's greatest rock band. And I started writing names down. Frankie Sullivan, who was with a group called Mariah on United Artists that I had the pleasure of writing songs for. Dave Bickler. I used to sing jingles with Dave Bickler. Right. Look out for the bull, look out for the Schlitz malt liquor bull, you know. And we'd be rolling our eyes and making a lot of money. But Dave was a great guy and a great singer. Wrote him down, and then I wrote down Gary Smith and Dennis Johnson, who were the rhythm section of the group Chase, as we talked about earlier. They were not on that plane. They were out of the band by the time that plane went down. So that was my dream band. And when I got well enough, you know, I called up Frankie. He came over. I was really impressed because he sat down at my kitchen table and started going, man, that's cool. How did you learn somewhere in America? And he goes, well, I was at all your shows, all the Jim Peterik shows. And I remember this blonde kid who was always in the audience. He kind of looked like Peter Frampton. Well, he looked like whoever was happening that day. But he was just a really great guitar player. And So we sat around the kitchen table and decided, well, let's call Dave Bickler over and let's call Gary and Dennis. And suddenly we had a band. And John Kaladner of the record company came in. He came in and heard us play. And we played Summer in America. He had already heard that. And he goes, do you have anything new? And I said, yeah, we do have one. It's called 2020. 2 days before that, I begged the band to learn this song. And Frankie's like, ah, we got enough songs, you know. No, we gotta learn this song. So we played John Kaladner 2020. And he demanded we play it 5 more times. He absolutely flipped. That song got us signed. And he took us all to Nick's Fish Market and wined and dined us. And we were in a pretty good mood.
The brilliant Jim Peterick there. He tells some brilliant stories on the full episode, like partying with Led Zeppelin, touring with the Allman Brothers, that call from Sylvester Stallone, you know the one, and so much more. Check it out now on episode 27 of Vintage Rock Pod. But that's it for November the 11th. I'll be back tomorrow with more rock goodness. But until then, take care.